Her performance this year was off the hook. It was really, I still don't get why she wasn't a headliner, because it was really a headliner performance. And if you ask me, no matter how, you know, no matter what people think about Childish Gambino, I'm sharing here my opinion. If you ask me, I would let Janelle Monáe just continue and play Into the Night, just play over Childish Gambino's set, because that's how awesome she was. And that's how, you know, his set actually put me down, instead of like just continuing with that vibe. Her performance was exceptional and impeccable in every way. I always feel that she's such a perfectionist. And, you know, even when I saw her in a smaller stages, this was obvious. But now she was really exceptional. I mean, if you have a chance to see her, she's touring Europe. She will be in many summer festivals this year. In here, if you have a chance, go and check her out. I mean, her tour is probably quite similar to what we've seen in Coachella, and I can just say the delivery of the songs, the choreography, the outfits, even the political statements that she made, everything was perfect, and it was 150% female empowerment. Even the artists that she brought to the stage, Lizzo and Tierra Whack, were, you know, kind of women. She had all the female performers on the stage, the dancers and performers. And, you know, it was just like Black girl magic. It was female empowerment and Black girl magic vibe in every possible way. I really loved every minute of it. And I'm going to play a few songs from her latest album, which it is still on the repeat. She released it last year. Album is called Dirty Computer. Every single song on this album is actually amazing. And she got two nominations on Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year. You know, again, if you ask me, she could have gotten even more. That's how much I love this. In addition, I love the whole promo that she did around it. This is a concept album. And if you don't know about it, go and check it out. But in the meantime, I'm going to play for you a few songs, and I will start with mix it up with the interviews from the festival goers.
This is my palace, champagne in my chalice. I got it all covered like a wedding band, Wonderland, so my alias is Alice. And we gon' start a motherfucking pussy riot, or we gon' have to put them on a pussy diet. Look at that, I guarantee I got them quiet. Look at that, I guarantee they all inspired. A-Town made it out there, straight out Kansas City, yeah, we made it out there. Celebrated, graduated, made it pass fail, sassy. Classy, Kool-Aid with the kale. Mama was a G, she was cleaning hotels. Papa was a driver, I was working retail. Kept us in the back of the store, we ain't hitting no more. Moonlit nigga, lit nigga. Already got the Oscar for the Casa. Running down Grammys with the family. Probably give a Tony to the homies. Probably get an Emmy dedicated to the highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, we highly melanated. Arc Android orchestrated. Yeah, Geminati still jamming. Box office numbers and they doing outstanding. Running out of space on a damn bandwagon. Remember when they used to say I look too mannish? Black girl magic, y'all can't stand it. Y'all can't ban it. Made out like a bandit. They've been trying hard just to make us all vanish. I suggest they put a flag on a whole nother planet. Jane Bond, never Jane Doe. And I Django, never Sambo. Black and white, yeah, that's always been my camo. It's looking like y'all gonna need some more ammo. I cut them off, I cut them off, I cut them off like Van Gogh. Now, pan right for the angle. I got away with murder, no scandal. Cue the violins and violas. We gave you life, we gave you birth. We gave you God, we gave you earth. We film the future, don't make it worse. You want the world, well, what's it worth? Emoticons, Decepticons, and Autobots. Who who twist the plot, who shot the sheriff, then fled to Paris in the darkest hour, spoke truth to power, made a bandroid out of your girlfriend. Let's get caught downtown in the whirlwind and paint the city pink, paint the city pink, and tuck the pearls in just in case the world in. And nigga down dog, nigga move back, take a seat, you are not involved, and hit the mute button, let the vagina have a monologue. Mansplaining, I fold them like origami. What's the way, baby? This a tsunami for the culture. I kamikaze. I put my life on a lifeline. If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? If she the GOAT, now would anybody doubt it? Huh? Do anybody got it? Do anybody got it? I say anybody got it.
My name is Kiara Tauber. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and give me a beat.
Hi, how did you like Coachella this year?
I really loved it. It was my first time ever going, so it was like an amazing experience for me. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. I would most definitely go back.
So it actually fulfilled all of your expectations and I guess more.
I feel like, yes, kind of. It was kind of just like a really big concert for 3 days, which is like amazing. But I thought they would have like more like stuff to do, like besides concert stuff there. But it wasn't like as much to do other than like food, or, you know, they had like the Calvin Klein house, which was cool, you know. But I feel like we were gonna maybe like, it wasn't gonna be so many people. Like there was so many people there. It was like kind of overwhelming at times, but I think it was great.
Very good. And what was your favorite act?
My favorite act, I'm probably being very biased right now because Ariana Grande bought out Nicki Minaj, and I absolutely love Nicki Minaj. So I loved Ariana Grande so much. But after that, YG, Enrico Nasty, Elamai, her, they were all wonderful. Those are just the only ones I can think of off the top of my head.
And is there any artist that you discovered through the festival?
Yes, I didn't know that much about Billie Eilish until the festival. And even like artists that I did know, such as like, SOB or Zed or anybody like that. Like I hadn't heard like really all of their songs, or Khalid. Like I hadn't heard like most of his songs. So like when I went there and heard those songs, it made me want to like, you know, actually go Google like what his like music and stuff. So.
Yeah, very good. I think that's actually the point of the festival like this. And so what is something that you really dislike that you think they could improve?
I just know a lot of times like either we couldn't hear the artist or something was wrong with their mic, like they weren't like loud enough for everybody to hear. So but like we could obviously like hear like the beat and everything, but it was like really hard to kind of hear them sometimes. So I think that's something that they could improve on, like making sure that everybody who's there can hear what's actually going on other than the beat.
Yeah, I agree.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 So good, so good, so fucking real. Uh-huh.
the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket, right down, laying your body on a shag carpet. Ooh, you know I love you, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. Oh. That's just the way you make me feel.
Sitting by you, right before Mr. Ammon's class. Cause my mama couldn't afford new J's polo, thrift store, thrift clothes. That was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the shit. I like that.
Give a fuck if I was just the only one. Who likes that?
never like to follow all around the chase of sun.
My name is Caitlin. I'm from Los Angeles, and give me a beat.
So how did you like Coachella this year?
I really liked it. It was my first time, but
Coachella, virgin.
Yes.
Very good. So do you think that you will come back, maybe?
Yeah, I probably will. I think next time, I did the experience, but next time I'll probably decide based on the lineup. This time I didn't care as much, but mm-hmm. I think the lineup wasn't the best I've seen from Coachella, but it wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah. And so what was your favorite act?
I would say Tame Impala or Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there anyone that you discovered through the festival?
No. I wish I did, but I didn't branch out too much. Yeah.
Is there anything that you didn't really like?
The mics were broken for more than, I think, 5 sets. I was like, oh. The first time there was a broken mic, I was like, okay, and it was always for the special guests, like Nicki Minaj, YG had a couple special guests with broken mics. Kid Cudi, his mic was off the whole set, so the music wasn't aligned with his mics, which made the whole set bad. And then Halsey, so it was more the mics that was mm-hmm. the worst part.
And also Billie Eilish was late. And her was late as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I agree with you. I haven't yeah. seen that in the previous year.
It was very unprofessional. You would think if it happens once, it's like, let's fix mm-hmm. it and move on. But I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Every day, a couple times it happened.
I agree, actually.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hands. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. Catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. Yeah, naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up? I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars knowing nothing, I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked.
Who loves me naked.
Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take
it. Knows how to take
it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Just to see what's lost behind my flaws. Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked.
with my feelings. Noticing you really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
So after my first highlight of the day one, Janelle Monáe, we immediately jumped to the next artist that I was, oh my God, so excited to see. And she didn't disappoint. I'm talking about Ella May, a young British singer that I've been also listening to. I didn't know what to expect. I never saw her live. It's always a weird thing when you're looking, when you're excited about the artist, but you don't know how they're alive. As most of the listeners of Give Me A Beat know, for me, it's all about people being able to perform live. So I'm always a little bit cautious until I see if they can do it. Now, Ella can definitely do it. Her songs, I mean, I first played the song Naked, which is like my favorite song from her latest album, self-titled debut album that was released in October 2018. And, you know, Naked is just amazing. The lyrics are so relatable. Yeah, it's just great. And you just heard the kid, Burab, who was also included in her EP in 2017, but then released as a part of the part of her debut album as well. Obviously, the album was actually quite successful in a UK. But even if people maybe didn't notice it in the beginning, to the rest of the world, for me, when I heard first few songs, I knew that this is a kind of a music and artist that I anyway appreciate. And as I said, her live performance just confirmed it. And this made her actually the highlight of my day one and one of the highlights of the festival, which is the reason why I am playing it in tonight's show, in my tonight's Coachella review. Now, looking back and you could hear few kind of snippets or the short interviews that I did with some festival goers, and you will see really a difference actually in the sound of the interviews. As usual on the festival, if I manage to grab a really like quiet place, the interview is going to sound really, really good and amazing. And then you will hear the moment where me and the festival goers, we're just yelling and trying to understand each other, because we are I'm doing an interview just next to the stage or something. So there is a lot of difference, but all my interviews are obviously understandable because I work hard to make them, you know, kind of the best possible version of what they can be. So you will be able to understand. So as you can hear from some of these interviews, there was actually a problem at this year's Coachella with the sound quality. Now, I've never experienced this at Coachella. I've been now, 7-8 years at Coachella, and maybe even more. I'm not really sure. And, you know, the sound system is usually impeccable. This year, there were lots of issues. The artists were late because of the sound not being really ready. Then usually the guest singers on most of the stages, but especially on the main stage, which is super weird because main stage is usually having an impeccable sound. Most of those kind of guest singers, you couldn't hear their voices. And in some cases, there was an obvious frustration, like when Nicki Minaj came out as a guest of Ariana Grande, she just was fuming because she couldn't hear herself and we couldn't hear anything. So I don't know what was happening, but hopefully this will be fixed. I've never experienced it before, and it seriously undermined my experience, because I go to a festival anyways because of the music, and Coachella is a little bit more hipsterish and cool and mainstreamish. But nevertheless, the reason why I'm going there is not to hang around just on the fields and enjoy the vibe, which I definitely do, but also to hear some great quality music, especially because Coachella actually manages to bring always the best out of artists. So when the sound is really not good, it does disturb the experience. And that's another critique that I have this year, comparing to the lineup not being on the level that I'm used to. We'll see what will happen next year. If I decide to go to Coachella next year, I'm curious if they will improve these elements. Because what I've noticed over the years is that this is a kind of a festival where festival goers are really listened to and all the complaints are acknowledged. And usually year after year, things are improved, like more toilets, more water, doing this, doing that. So I do believe that it's quite possible that we will see an improvement already next year. In the meantime, you are listening to Give Me a Beat, Coachella Review. I'm playing all the female artists that I really, truly enjoyed. Actually, all the artists that I'm playing.